You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Our game may be weak, but we're still game every week. Welcome back to Game Week, everyone. With me, Matt Dyson, and him, Dan Pryor. Dan is a cockerel of the North London because Spurs have got a new manager, so his players can start playing again. Dan, the shackles are off and their smiles on their faces.
I cannot contain my excitement.
Oh, yes, it's a pun. It's an early one. Not one of his best, but it's there. Dan, he's got to win silverware. He does it wherever he goes. This is amazing for Spurs fans.
Well, I mean, Mourinho won it wherever he went, but it's good in terms
of... Yeah. You're the ones that, the exception to every rule, Tottenham Hotspur.
This guy is so recently successful that it's like... some sort of new part of the elemental table. It's a battle versus how much he wins and how much Spurs don't win. 5,000 days on the day of his appointment was since the last trophy, which, you know, is about 15,000 less than Forest, I imagine, but still.
Relative, isn't it?
Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's exciting for FPL because that means there's all sorts of players that you start wondering about.
I mean, it really is. I'm looking at Son already. And what a run of fixtures he comes into as well. Timed it well. I think they've timed it well. This the new manager bounce has come along at a great time because you've still got a decent first team. You know, Spurs have had a decent first team for a long time. It's just, I suppose, the strength in depth and the application to actually win trophies, which is your issue. But, I mean, looking at Son, I think Son's price has gone up since I last looked at him. 10.2 he is at the moment. After Everton away, which isn't particularly hard at the moment. Leeds at home, Burnley away, Brentford at home, Norwich at home, Brighton away. Brighton away is actually quite hard there, but yeah, still, decent run of greenery, isn't it?
There is, and you know, it's not too bad in terms of Europe because I imagine that'll be heavily rotated. A little bit of the Carling Cup in there, the West Ham game in late December, but Son looks very tempting. Kane suddenly looks interesting again.
Yeah, but still Kane, I don't know. I'm not sure... I'm still not 100% sure he's right.
Great record against Everton, who they got next. They scored two there last season when we were playing terribly.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, well, that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, that's a great fact that you've brought to the table there. Now I'm looking at him with slightly different eyes now.
They're saying he, in Inter Milan, he had, I think it was the second best attack and the best defence last season. So... I mean, players like Reguilon, he plays a 3-5-2. Apparently, that's what the players are already doing in training.
So
that makes Reguilon and Royal interesting. And it probably means a reprieve for Sanchez or Rodon or even Ben Davies maybe going into the back line. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be gagging to get on their defensive players just yet, but attackingly, yeah, like you say, Son. And then seeing who else... You know, there's always some player that suddenly comes out, starts assisting or scoring, isn't there? There's always like, could it be a Mora or a Ndombele?
Isn't it Dele Alli that always has a resurgence under a new manager for a couple of weeks and then he sort of drops off again because he's Yeah. You're not going to be getting Dele Alli, though, are you? What's happened to Dele Alli, eh?
You could do a whole show about
the demise of Dele Alli's career. He was so good, wasn't he, in his first season in the Premier League? He was amazing.
Two or three seasons. I think I said 4 years ago.
Do you think
the
celebrity went to his head or what?
He started doing, I don't know if it was Boohoo Man or one of the other ones, ASOS or something.
Started advertising clothes, that's it. As soon as that happens. Look, Madison did it over the summer, I noticed, and he had a bad start to the season.
Yeah,
once you do a Boohoo Man billboard advert, that's it. Your career suffers.
Yeah, it's not great, is it? But 4 years ago, the other day, that was when he scored 2 against Madrid in a 3-1 win at Wembley and Tuesday. So certainly a long time. Now we're talking about him going to Madrid then. So, I mean, that's a long...
Oh, they were. Goal. God. Oh, that ship has sailed. But, I mean, he had a resurgence under Jose at first, didn't he, for a little bit?
Yeah.
Or after a while.
It's them and Man U players. After this Manchester derby, if you check Manchester United's fixtures, those two are very tempting. Got Watford away, right? They've got Chelsea. But look at it after that.
Oh yeah,
look at that. All the way into January 15th. I mean, even potentially all the way up to February 9th.
So from the 5th of December right the way into mid-Jan. That's looking good, isn't it?
I think there's going to be some big price rises in there. And I mean, you see Ronaldo's had a good week, hasn't he?
Yeah, a good week in Europe again, but I mean, he's still...
He scored in the league.
Lovely goal. I know, lovely goal, wasn't it? A really nice volley as well. I mean, he was never going to have a drought for that long, was he? Come on. Yeah, but it was just Man United having a bit of a downturn in form that put me off, that worried me after the Liverpool game. But they bounced back from the Liverpool defeat, haven't they, by the looks of it. How this Manchester derby's going to go, 12:30 kickoff on Saturday lunchtime. I mean,
well, Varane's meant to be injured now after last night, so that throws the whole thing back into disarray, really. I don't know that works
defensively
out well.
Not great, no. But I mean, Ronaldo, you know, we say he is a big game player. Surely he's going to step up somehow against Man City. But
the Liverpool game was a massive game, and he blanked on goal offside.
He did. He could have been sent off, to be fair, yeah.
Fernandes is starting to become an interesting proposition again, by my money.
I mean,
he's not blanked that much. He's just not scored that many points.
But he's getting a lot of assists, isn't he? He's getting decent assists.
And I guess if he's off penalties, that's the only other thing. But and Rashford come back with a goal, and he scored as well the other day. So, there's some interesting assets. I feel like Spurs and Man U are the players that you start thinking, as perverse as it is.
True, with those fixtures. Yeah, with those fixtures coming up. Yeah, certainly worth a look, isn't it? Yeah, very much so. Speaking of penalties, though, I was a bit annoyed that I think Chelsea should have let Reece James take that penalty. I mean, what the hell did it matter, for God's sake? He's just scored 2. Jorginho takes the penalties, but Reece James has just scored 2 and he can get a hat-trick, so let him take the penalty.
The big news was that you didn't buy Salah after threatening to. What happened?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I was playing with fire just to try and jinx him somehow. And he didn't blank. He got an assist, didn't he? But he didn't score his usual goal, Dan. So that's his, 10 game run?
Yeah.
10 games in a row in the Premier League come to an end now, which is great because you, as a Salah dodger, you see the difference when he doesn't do well. Suddenly you get a few green arrows.
He got the assist
when you're a Salah dodger.
4 minutes or so. Yeah. I thought, here we go.
Yeah, you were very cocky again, weren't you? Yeah, showing off on WhatsApp, going, oh, look at me. Catching the obvious has done it again. But that was it. So I'll tell you what, Sadio Mane is sneaking along, getting the odd little goal there and there, isn't he? I mean, he's having quite... But because he's in the shadow of the Anfield Anubis, he doesn't get as much credit as perhaps he deserves, but he keeps popping up with goals, Sadio Mane. But I'm just...
He had a bad season last season. I think even he admitted it. So I think, I don't know if he's being that harsh.
Yeah, last season he did, No, but I think he's quite under the rate. He's got an ownership of 3.9%, which for Sadio Mane is the lowest probably ownership he's ever had since from his Southampton days.
I mean, you could go still, and get him, but then remember...
He's popped up with 6 goals already. 6 goals in 10 games. Yeah, that's actually quite a good record, isn't it? Yeah, I know the Cup of Nations is looming. It's looming, Dan, I know, but still, there's a good 2 months until they're going off for that, isn't there?
Well, not exactly, because there's going to be an international break now after this fixture.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what, maybe like 4 or 5 games? I don't know. It's not a ton of games. I wouldn't be desperate to get him out again.
But then, I mean, you know, I think... are you going to plan to use your wild card in the new year as soon as you get it, or are you going to save it up for the doubles?
It depends how badly I'm hit by injuries and bad luck. But, I mean, this time because I'd rather try and hang on to it a bit longer.
Because the Africa Cup of Nations sort of works well for a wild card change if you are going to change your team around. If you've got a lot of African players in the new year, then it could be worth using your wild card, couldn't it?
Well, yeah, or to buy them back, so it could work either way.
I actually had a list of FPL African FPL departures. Here it is. Do you want me to run through the list, Dan?
Why don't you give me the big hitters?
I'll give you a list. Some teams, now I won't say every player, no, but some teams haven't got any African players, which is out of order, bang out of order. But Aston Villa have got Trezeguet, Traore and Nakamba. Brentford have got 3 African players, not star players, I wouldn't say. Yves Bissouma at Brighton, Maxwell Cornet at Ivory Coast, who's had a good start to the season on a lot of people's watch list.
You love him.
He's going off to play for the Ivory Coast. I do love him. He's amazing. I mean, he is genuinely looks really quite good. Chelsea, Edouard Mendy, and Hakim Ziyech. Ziyech plays for Morocco. So there's going to be changes there as well. Crystal Palace, Kiarte, Schlupp, Ayew and Zaha. They're going to be heavily affected. Palace are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crikey. Everton have got Jean-Philippe Gambin. I've never even heard of him. So they've got Iwobi, who plays for Nigeria as well. None at Leeds United. They don't have any African players. Make of that what you will. Leicester have Amartey, Mendy, Ndidi and Iheanacho. Fairly decent players for them. Some big names there. Liverpool have got Salah, Keita and Mane. They're going to be badly hit, really, aren't they? Man City have only got Riyad Mahrez of Algeria. So they're a fairly safe bet still, if it wasn't for Pep Roulette. Eric Bailly and Amand Diallo play for the Ivory Coast at Man United. So they're going to go. No African players at Newcastle. No African players at Norwich. Dan, I'm carrying on with this list, okay? So
keep
taking those notes. Gineppo and Salisu at Southampton. Again, they're probably all right. None at Tottenham as well. No African players at Tottenham. I didn't realise that.
Well, they shipped out Aurier. I think he would have been gone, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Watford, Atebo, Troost, Ekong and Messina. I think they're sort of fringe first team players. Ismail Assar plays for Senegal and Emmanuel Dennis. So they're the two strikers, Watford. And we're really going to struggle, Watford, are they? They haven't got like massive strength and depth, have they? None at West Ham. And African players at Wolves, Romain Saïss. I've actually got him in my team, annoyingly. Willy Bolly plays for the Ivory Coast as well. And that's it. There you go. Full rundown. Who's going to be affected by the African Cup of Nations.
Right.
Do you feel they're fully prepped now, Dan?
I drifted off about halfway through, mate. I mean, that was a really interesting story.
Poetic, wasn't it? Yeah,
really
it's quite
good.
Poetic the way. I mean, you might want to listen to that at half speed, just to read. Might send you to sleep. It's like some podcast ASMR stuff.
Felt like it already was happening at half speed. Is that the end of the podcast? All we got time for now. Some of them might be back after like a week. I don't know how long their fixtures are.
So it's officially starts in January. So it's January. You've sort of definitely got, yeah, but like you say, some people might not get through to the next stage and they'll be coming back.
They don't turn up on the day of the match.
No. So, but it's just worth bearing in mind, Dan. Bearing in mind.
Glad I brought it up now.
I'm sort of regretting doing that list. Felt like a real low point.
Now, I mean,
think if you look at the stats for the amount of drop-offs we get during that list, it's going to be quite high.
I hope Sky Sports are promoting this Friday's match by saying Southampton versus Villa. There'll be fireworks. Because it's the 5th of November,
yes.
Guy Fawkes Night in the UK, when they try to blow up for the government.
And we celebrate it every year.
Yes. Yeah.
Weirdly.
It is a little
Yes,
bit.
Of course. Yeah, there will be fireworks. Southampton, Aston Villa. Friday night, yes, the deadline is 6:30, Friday the 5th of November. So do make sure you lock in your selections before you go out to a bonfire night party then.
Remember.
Very important. FPL
on the 5th of November. There's no... There's no bonfires in that round here because there's too much cladding. So it's
firework free. Yeah.
God knows what could happen.
Nice. Loads of loud fireworks around here.
Okay.
Any excuse, you know, not just any sort of national holiday fireworks come out, it would appear.
Pancake Day.
Yeah, anything, yeah. Take your daughter to work day, fireworks, everything.
Sexist.
What do you mean? That's a sexist day. All right. Yeah. You might even be taking your child to work day, to be honest. I'm not 100% sure on it.
I know where you stand on take your pets to work day. Of course, scandalous goings on at our workplace back when people used to bring dogs in. And you...
Yeah, it's a place of work. It's a place of work, not a petting zoo. And I stand by that. It's unprofessional. Yeah.
Who doesn't want to see a dog in the office? It's nice.
I see a dog outside. I see a dog at home. I see a dog in the park. Not in the workplace.
Clocking off at
unless
a minute
I'm
past...
in a zoo.
A minute past 10, you're off home in the morning. So the rest of us are on a whole day at work. Got to go down and see the dog off when you're having a coffee. It's nice.
No, I suppose so. I haven't really thought about it from your staff point of view. Yeah,
you got it.
Your long 8-hour days.
They said no dogs because the dogs.
It wasn't down to me. It was the much wider thing. I don't have that kind of power in our building.
Didn't you complain because it weed or something?
I've seen them. I saw Johnny Vaughan's bulldog once did a on the carpet at the Capital Radio. So I witnessed that once.
How long did you watch it? The whole thing.
I sat and watched the whole poo unfurl and the aftermath.
Tree.
And I don't think Johnny Vaughan's got poo bags. He's not that kind of guy, is he, really?
Did he pick it up or did he have an underling?
I think it was one of the one of the underlings had to go and pick it up and clean
Imagine
up the mess.
Imagine you're at work experience and you think, oh, this would be good, getting into the radio industry. And then, you know, day later, pick up that dog mess.
What did you do on your work experience today, Jimmy? That was it. Yeah. Picking up Vaughan's pet's mess. It's outrageous. Yeah. Yes, but I mean, you know, I think it's for the better that ruling came in, Dan. Anyway, we're sidetracked yet again here.
Yeah. Southampton Villa. Have you got any Southampton players?
Wait a minute, we haven't talked about our points from last week yet, Dan. I mean, we must talk about that. I think it's one of the first times this season where I've got more points than you. Why couldn't the head-to-head have been this week? Unbelievable. When Captain Obvious doesn't deliver, Dan falls down the tables. That's not a coincidence. That is based on the very nature that everything he's achieved so far this season is based on the success of Mo Salah. Dan, you captained him, obviously. He only got 5 points, so he got 10, which is quite low for a captain of Mo Salah. Overall, how many did you get, Dan? The average was 42.
I got 46, mate. Yeah.
So just above average. Yeah, I didn't expect to have that good a week, but I got 55, and I was incredibly annoyed. I mean, a lot of your bench points came in, didn't they? Because classic spawny season that you're having. You always get away with that.
Just to point out, not spawny to buy Mason Mount, which is what I did, and for him to suddenly have an illness that was not...
A lot of people bought him in. Yeah, I know, they didn't mention that anyway in any of the press conferences or anything.
In Bueno, Ben Dinnery
had no
back.
News of that.
In Bueno was
yeah, he was
back.
On the bench, but it didn't come on. I was a bit annoyed that he didn't come on as a sub, because if he's fit enough to be on the bench, you should bring him on.
Enough to have Tomiyasu and Saka come in for 6 weeks.
So you got 12 points off your bench.
Still had Ramsdale on the bench, which made me lose 4 points as opposed to what happened to Mendy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still got 6, so, you know, he did all right. It wasn't like you'd done particularly badly. On my bench, Conor Gallagher, because I mean, obviously, I've had him for a while. He's one of the star men of the season in that budget midfield section, and they've got a couple of good games coming up, Palace, and they're looking so much better now under Patrick Vieira. But obviously, when he's playing at Man City, I just presume he's not going to score, and then that happened. I mean, I don't think anyone saw that coming. Did they, Dan? You certainly didn't predict it last week.
No, and I felt bad for a lot of people who had Laporte. I mean, they would have been old man in a restaurant sending back reports.
Nice.
I mean, I was annoyed. I mean, I see you bought your good fortune to Cancelo.
Yeah, I went for a really obvious. I needed to replace Alonso. And I mean, God, I really wish I would have gone with a Chelsea. I did nearly go with a Chelsea. I would have gone with Rudiger, though. I wouldn't have gone with Reece James. But I mean, Reece James, some amazing goals from him. And he's, but he only plays half the games. It's like,
it's a risky buy.
I can't live my life like that. I'm getting rid of Alonso because he never plays him now, but he used to play him.
Cancelo, Diaz, and Trent Alexander-Arnold, all that money they cost, they got me 4 points. And then up front, I didn't even get a goal or an assist. Vardy, he only got one again because he got booked, didn't score against Arsenal. I didn't realise, turned out Arsenal apparently actually have quite a good record away at Leicester. It's the home game they don't do as well with. Blanking again, which is starting to make him seem a really bad buy, but it's Norwich.
Norwich game is coming.
A sliver offside for a goal, and he almost had two assists. Yeah. People could have put ball in the net. Made me lose my head telling one of my mates' leagues by 1 point because he can't do anything. But his price really crept up and he's looking good, even with Jimenez.
But I think Jimenez is now looking really like he's now back to his best again, isn't he?
It helps if...
And they've got some... Yeah.
So it just helps if Everton are going to pass the ball for you to put you through one-on-one. That was ludicrous.
Yeah, that does help. Yeah. I mean, Wolves next have got Crystal Palace away, West Ham at home, Norwich away, Burnley at home.
They look very good.
A couple of difficult ones.
They look good. They do.
Yeah. They're certainly not affected by Espirito Santo leaving anymore, are they? As Spurs found out, he was all beard and hype and didn't... Well, I suppose he got them promoted.
He did all right at Wolves.
Didn't work out at Spurs, did it?
Rafinha's price went down, but he came in with 9 points, which was quite nice. I feel like he's missing Bamford, but 9 points is a lovely return.
Oh, yeah. Rafinha's great, yeah. Yeah, there's some nice games coming up for him. And he's been pretty reliable and still a real bargain at 6.6. And Leeds are in a bit of a disappointing season. But I got 55 points down. The average was 42.
I think you mentioned it.
That's quite a rare treat, yeah. So I had Ronaldo, but I captained Havertz because I'm obsessed with Kai Havertz now, even though he's rubbish and never scores. But he got an assist because he won a penalty. Fornal's got a goal for me, which means I can keep him for a bit longer. I'm thinking of maybe getting Gray out, though. I've got cash in the bank to potentially get Gray out. Everton have got the Polish international, by the way, but not Matty Cash. I'm looking at getting... I've got cash in the bank to get rid of Gray and get Son in. And I just think, looking at those Spurs fixtures with a new manager and the new manager bounce coming up...
That's a lot of cash in the bank.
I know, mate. I'm cash rich. I'm living it up. I'm just siphoning money off for myself. You know,
I already made my transfer.
Oh, early?
Yeah, because there was a price fall and rise coming up, and I was like, I'm going to have to do it. So
what do you do?
Do you want to guess anything you think I might have done?
Oh, wait, let me just have a look at your team then, see who your worst performers are. I think you've... but this is such not long ago that you played your wild card, is it, Poirier?
I haven't spent any transfer points. I just made
You still keep your two Man City... I don't think there's any injuries. Is it Mason Mount still ill? He'll be back, won't he?
He'll be back.
You wouldn't have got rid of him. Wouldn't have got rid of him yet.
No. I mean, I'll tell you, because it's probably quite boring for you when you already just skipped
it. Yeah. another boring moment.
I got rid of Diaz, who I really like.
Right, yeah. So, one of your two Man City. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I'd get a new defender in.
So, who did you get?
Chelsea. Someone you might remember.
Oh, not Alonso. Chilwell. Of course he's got Chilwell. I mean, that's the obvious one to get.
Do you know what? I thought it was good for the pod. What could be better for the average listeners to this podcast than you having all those issues with Chilwell, selling him, getting Alonso. Yeah. Alonso doesn't play. Chilwell does amazing. Then you sell Alonso.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks early, yeah. I knew Chilwell was going to have an amazing season. I was just 2 weeks early. That's what it was. I mean, my premonitions were just a bit off.
Now,
yes, great. Well, I don't blame you for getting him. Fair play, yeah.
He could be like the Jonah of, like, I get him in and then the curse you had strikes my team. I don't know. He could start playing Alonso again.
But the, I mean, that's why I wish I'd brought a Chelsea defender in instead of Cancelo, because I just think they're just guaranteed. They get so many clean sheets, Chelsea, don't they? It's ridiculous.
Well, City did until about two or three games ago. They had plenty of clean sheets.
Yeah.
They had, how many is that, five in a row?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my move.
Yeah. It's a good move. It's a sensible move. Yeah,
it's good for the pod.
It's quite obvious, but it's good for the pod, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to start with Ramsdale ahead of Mendy because you've got two good goalkeepers there. I mean, when do you ever drop Mendy? That's my question.
I think I started Ramsdale maybe when they were home to Palace or someone, and it was they let in like two goals, so I didn't like that. Left it.
Or
so
maybe
I'm starting
just keep
Mendy.
Ramsdale for the Africa Cup of Nations.
A good sub keeper. I got a lot of stick for buying a, you know, not a 4 million, like, not a discount keeper.
A lot of too expensive bench. Keepers, yeah.
Their price goes up. I've got 1.3 more million to spend on you at the moment.
Yeah, Ramsdale, it's still fairly cheap, 4.7 for Ramsdale. He's had an amazing season. That save from the Madison free kick, a particular highlight, wasn't it? He seems to be very confident.
But the point is, 1.3
English goalkeeper at the moment. Yes,
the 1.3.
Yeah, the 1.3. Yeah, the special 1.3. So you haven't got any Spurs players going into this new dawn.
But I do fancy, you know, Everton have been a bit wobbly. Good second half they had the other day, but
Everton
a bit wobblier than you'd want.
They're dodgy. Yeah, dodgy Everton are at the moment.
Without what's his name up front, then you feel a bit happier with that situation. Is it Trent?
He was a pundit, wasn't he? Not Trent.
Exactly.
Double barrel.
Calvert-Lewin.
Dominic.
Yeah. I don't know what bet he lost when he had that suit on, but it was
he's
not worth
quite a natty dresser, isn't he?
It was like something out of Anchorman. It was awful.
Yeah. He seems he's quite fashion conscious, isn't he? I think.
Is it? Yeah. It's horrible.
He looks like he's from a different decade to me, but
without him up front, that helps. So I'm happy enough with that, and I imagine there's quite a bit of motivation in that Tottenham squad now to do something. I would love to have Son. And even maybe have Kane, but I won't be captaining either of them because I'd be able to captain in Salah still. But I think things will pick up from. Yeah. I think they will. They will be a team that looks a lot more someone you want to get on.
Oh well, I mean they certainly will. Yeah, it's a very good point. Yeah, it's completely different now. It's a completely different outlook for Spurs
as opposed to Villa. Who plays Southampton on fireworks night? Expect fireworks, Dyson.
Sorry, yeah, you keep taking us 20 seconds back to that one. Southampton, yeah, Southampton are doing all right actually this season, aren't they? Doing better than Villa. I haven't looked at where they are in the table. I'm presuming they're higher in the table than Villa. They seem to have a better season than Aston Villa. That young striker they've got on loan from Chelsea is out injured, though, isn't he?
Is he?
At Southampton. Broya, who was doing all right. He scored 2-2, and I was looking at him as a potential striking option once we get rid of Ivan Toney, which is very inevitable after the Norwich game. Yeah. Broya, he looks pretty good.
They're starting to get some... talk circling that the manager might be in trouble job-wise.
A bit worrying, isn't it? A bit worrying.
Yeah. That Baye's back now. I know I'll ramble on about him a lot, but I saw he started the other day. He didn't do anything, so I'm keeping an eye on how he gets on.
What, Bailey?
That's the one.
Yeah. It's funny that you try a weird pronunciation with him, the Jamaican winger. Yeah, Baye. I mean, maybe that's how it's pronounced in Jamaica. I don't know, but he does look good. He looked slightly good for a while, I suppose. I saw a bit of the Villa game, West Ham, but I mean, once the red card happened, it was all over, wasn't it, really?
I mean, if a lot three but, more... all right games. I mean, Brighton at home isn't good anymore, as you said, Palace away, and then they got like City, Leicester, Villa. There's some tricky old games.
Yeah, they're tough games, aren't they? They are. They're tough games.
About Christmas.
Although it's nice to see Ollie Watkins back amongst the goals, but still, yeah, based on those fixtures, I'm not rushing in for any Villa players just yet.
And then Walker Peters.
Southampton.
did really well. Yeah. Got a clean sheet, got 3 bonus points at the weekend. In fact, all their defenders did pretty well. Bedronek and Livramento.
Yeah.
And I saw you, Nick Byers. Che Adams score for me, Gag, the other day as well.
Did you hear that? Yeah. On the Che Adams family at Halloween celebrating. Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah. £10. Okay, yeah. Oh, I'll transfer it to your account. Yeah. £10 per content, per bad pun. Is that how much you're selling them for now? Maybe we can monetize the podcast in that way, Dan.
Instead of
Acast Plus and the subscription service, we'll just sell your puns per episode. That's... just have like a yard sale of bad puns. Sorry, I keep swearing, and they'll keep swearing today. You might have to edit them out, but you probably won't.
Thanks for just giving me the extra work. It's good.
Sorry. It was okay. We'll start auctioning off Dan's puns at the end. We'll sell them as a non-fungible token. You can own one of Dan's puns. What was your Conte one at the start today?
Can't contain my excitement.
I mean, when you say it again, it sounds really
bad. It's good.
Can't contain my excitement. I mean, that could be yours for £10, everyone. Start the bidding. Get in touch by the Game Week HQ social media channels. Listen. And you can have a non-fungible token of Dan, and you can own that. No one else can have it. You can have Dan saying his Conte joke. That's good. It's a good idea, isn't it?
If that's worth a tenner, your transfer advice is worth about 50p. Because what was it? Get Zuma in. Zuma was your hot tip last week.
It was not. He
was your hot tip this week?
I wouldn't say. Well, I'm getting Sun in. I'm living my hot tip. Get Sun in. But I think one of my hot tips from earlier on in the season was the excellent Conor Gallagher, who we've seen rise to become one of the stars in that price bracket.
It was you who was. Poo-pooing Ramsey the other day, wasn't it? Not Ramsey, Smith Rowe.
Yes, I don't think I did poo-poo him completely, but yeah,
he's... I think you said inconsistent and moaned about him a little bit. His price
I think he has been up until now, but yeah, he seems to suddenly, he seems very popular. I mean, I'm not going to go in for him just yet.
0.3 in 3 weeks. He's
15% ownership, which is amazing. Sadio Mane's got 3.9% ownership. Emile Smith-Rowe has 5.6 million, like you say. What are you saying? Yeah. But what?
Well, Watford, then what? Liverpool away, then Newcastle Holmes away, but then Man U away. I just think the fixtures are a bit off and on, but he's looking very good, certainly compared to some of the other players in that Arsenal team.
Certainly in that price range, and he's got 49 points already this season. So, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe he's finally matured and reached his age where he's going to start being successful. It does appear that this season is a breakthrough season for him potentially.
Yeah.
Than some of those expensive players in that Arsenal squad.
And Watford, who they're playing, they've got horror show fixtures. Arsenal away, Man U home, Leicester away, Chelsea home, City away. City home. That's awful. Between now and the start of December, that's a horrible bunch of fixtures. Foster's price has gone up 0.1 already. People are jumping on that bandwagon. I'm avoiding Watford players at the minute, as I'm sure you
will. Well, especially as their two main strikers are going to be off in January for the Africa Cup of Nations as well, Dan, as we've just heard. You know.
Yeah. I suppose, Brentford, Norwich, I'm guessing you're just going to hang on to your Brentford boys. I'm struggling to know whether I'm going to be able to get Mbeumo in my team, because my first 11 is quite strong. I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I mean, I'm benching Duffy, Omer, Newcastle, Cancelo and Mbeumo at the minute, and Ramsdale. It's
you're
great
benching
bench.
Cancelo. Wow.
Benching.
I'm considering benching Cancelo, funny enough, which is weird because I've just bought him and I sort of regret buying him, but... I just think he could. I think I might bench him. I might not do. I don't know what's going to happen in that Manchester derby. I find it confusing.
Yeah. Well, there was that one game. I remember Man U won. I think they won 2-0 or something. It was bizarre. And when City could have won the league. So I'm a bit wary of that. So I mean, that's that with that team and Brentford home to Norwich. I don't know. Like, if I bench him Bueno and then he does amazingly, I'm going to be fuming. Chelsea, Burnley, you've got to start your Chelsea assets. And yeah, I'm definitely having to play Chilwell.
Yeah, great. I hope he does well for you. I love it if Alonso came back in there.
It's possible, isn't it?
That would be funny, and it is possible. There was someone I saw, I think I sent it to you, that some guy who was arguing that it was a good idea to buy Chilwell and Alonso.
Yeah.
And own them both, and that way you're definitely going to have one of them playing every week.
Yeah, just have a 6 million player on your bench once a week. Yeah,
yeah, it seems a very expensive way to play the game, isn't it, really? To have someone guaranteed not a person not playing every week. But yeah, I'm keeping Tony. I'd keep Mbeumo for you, Kinder Bueno, if I was you, for that Norwich at home, then Newcastle away.
And
Newcastle won't have a new manager by that Saturday the 20th. Do you think maybe they will?
What a mess they're having.
Unai Emery's distanced himself from it today, hasn't he? So yeah, that's not happening.
Obviously, they've not got Conte, which seemed a long shot anyway.
They
really kind of need someone with a relegation type experience, don't they? Because they haven't got the players yet.
The situation
anyway.
They're in, yeah. Big Sam. Get Big Sam in. That's what they need to do. Imagine Big Sam with all the Saudi millions. That'd be amazing.
He'd love it. Remember, he was when he was having his pint of wine. That was when he was getting involved in the Middle East. Well. So yeah, he was already starting that down that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Any players catching your eye?
Well, only. I mean, Zaha's up to his usual tricks again, isn't he? Winning free kicks, getting red people cards. Sent off.
Yes, twice. You know.
Yeah, I mean, but he's having a decent season. I just think Palace look like a different kettle of fish this season, really. I'm not sure about Benteke and Edouard just yet, though. I mean, I'm not feeling them as a strike partnership just yet. I'm really thinking I want to get on Jimenez ASAP because I think he's
about
to hit a purple patch.
That'd be a weird move to go for him instead of Hwang. That's like your sort of get Tierney instead of Tomiyasu sort of thing.
If you've got your Hwang out, then I'm going to get Jimenez in, I think.
You would have done what I did, but you don't want to because I've done it. So
No, I just think, Hwang's a bargain, but Jimenez is a little bit more expensive, but he's still not a premium striker. He's only 7.6 million been prolific.
That sort of price striker at the moment, though, that's a good price. A lot of players. Brighton are kind of annoying, aren't they? Because they do well, but then they're not really worth having any of their players still, except for maybe the sub-keeper. I don't know. Is there Duffy, I guess? But their clean sheets are dried up a bit and they don't score enough attacking-wise to make you want to get their forwards.
I suppose, yeah, Trossard is their number one point scorer. Is he for Brighton going forward? I mean, yeah. To be fair, Maxwell Cornet for Burnley is looking like an option for me, potentially.
I mean,
I don't think, not for the Chelsea game, obviously, but after that.
I know you like him.
He looks really good.
He's on my watch list, but I missed the days like Dunk last season got 5 goals. So, and we're already gone a quarter of the season in. So, if he got 5 goals over the next 3 quarters of the season, he would be a very good signing. But
Their defenders aren't scoring as many points as you like them to, would they? But I mean, Lamptey's back. I saw he came in as a sub. Still like him, but he's always getting injured, isn't he? Veltman is quite a decent bargain at 4.4. I seem to remember him scoring at least one last season, I think. But
they don't translate to FPL, do they? They don't translate to FPL.
No.
And in defence, I feel like Mankyho of Newcastle is the one 4 million defender that plays every week. So he's on my watch list just if I ever need some sort of outrageously cheap player that plays.
I think he scored 1 goal this season, didn't he? I seem to remember. Because I think a lot of people started with Mankyho in their team and then dropped him. But I think, he didn't start, but then in his first game, he scored against Man United.
And they've got an awful period coming up from mid-December into, basically
Newcastle.
The year.
It's going to be a red festive period for Newcastle, isn't it? Crikey. That January transfer window is going to be important.
Indeed,
after that run of games, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like I really got out of St. Maximin at the perfect time. He had a 5-6-5-8-8 and then I sold him. Big risk and it paid off.
Although I still think Wilson can score against anyone, but I just don't think, now as they're managerless at the moment, it feels like they're
rudderless.
Then I'm not going to be investing in them just yet. Who else haven't we talked about, Dan?
Well, I mean, we did Arsenal, Watford. We're not really looking at any other players there. I mean, Aubameyang kind of probably let a couple of people down because his price went up a bit this last week or so. Everton, I don't. Anyone you want from them, and not for me.
Not for Everton. No, I'm getting Everton. I'm getting rid of Everton players, like I say, because I think. I mean, Demarai Gray's had a great season. He does look like one of their better attacking players, but they're just because I think with Decore out as well injured, he was quite key, wasn't he? And Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah,
two and then key players, and I just think they seem to be looking a bit. They look a bit dodgy now. They look like that initial great start with Benitez in has worn off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean they are injury hit, like Decore out and Calvert-Lewin out and whatnot. But
it's
not been great. I mean Leicester leads. Tielemans was catching your eye, wasn't he? But he blanks last week. So it wasn't. He could have been a contender for transfer wise. But that didn't work out. Vardy's blanked 2 weeks in a row now, which is a little bit.
Is it 2 weeks in a row? So you can.
Well, he went off injured
with him for this Leeds game.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm going to hang on to him until there's a viable alternative. Like I need to double transfer and get him out and get Son in or get someone from United in, something like that, with those fixtures coming up. But that was kind of frustrating as well. No one I'm desperate for from there. And then West Ham Liverpool.
West Ham Liverpool. What a game that is. Sunday.
West Ham yet?
Sunday afternoon at 4:30. Well, I mean, Antonio was the only one that didn't deliver, actually, wasn't he, in that game? They scored loads of goals, 4 goals away from home, and he didn't get anything. He was always like doing the pass just before the assist, I think, Antonio, in the goals.
I once argued for an extra point for.
Like the pre-assist. Yeah, I think it's a good idea, the pre-assist. It would make the game very different, wouldn't it?
It would. It'd
just be a lot more points.
It was weird to see Rice.
I mean, how far back do you want to go? How far back do you want
to
go?
Just run the pass to the assist.
I think it would make goalkeeper
points go up as well, because a lot of goalkeepers have long kicks.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be against that idea, yeah. Yeah, Declan Rice, he's actually becoming an attacking option, isn't he now, weirdly?
Well, it's his first goal, but in Europe he's been doing very well. And, I mean, he's one of them players a lot of people do get in FPL. But I see Banrama, he only got 5 points, so it wasn't like he's, you know, rewarding
got
people.
I thought you still had him.
On my wild card. And
I still like Bowen. Bowen still pops up quite regularly with points, you know, for a 6.3, and they're just looking so, they're looking very good and very exciting at the moment, West Ham. You got a bit.
Yeah. I do think that they'll probably get done by Liverpool though.
Liverpool at home, and Man City away on the horizon.
And you were
picking
up Wolves as well. Wolves away, Brighton home, Chelsea as well. So the next 5 games, if they come through them and start scoring lots of points, then you do really have to start thinking, oh, I do need their players. Because once it gets to mid-December, suddenly they've got a lot of green fixtures.
But they've just got a lot of goals in them. They might not win these games, but they're going to score goals, I think.
So they'll be like the opposite
with
of
that
Brighton.
Attacking lineup.
Yeah.
And anyone not necessarily for defensive.
Caught your eye, maybe.
Mo Salah. I'm tempted to go for Mane again, but yeah, with the Africa Cup of Nations looming, I don't think it's necessary to do that so urgently. And I think I'd rather get Son in, but it's all the usual suspects, isn't it, for Liverpool, I suppose. Mo's, it's a bit of a surprise result drawing with Brighton.
Yeah, but they lost to them last season, didn't they? So it's that they seem to have their number a little
perhaps
bit.
There was. Yeah. Yeah, they do. An assist from Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. That's a rare collector's item. I haven't seen on fantasy football for a while, though. God.
Yeah, I mean,
I've sort of forgotten that he was playing for them.
The last 2 seasons, he's only got an assist in each season.
I thought he just did TikTok dances with his pop star girlfriend for a living now. I thought that's what he'd done there.
Really.
He's been out of it for so long.
I don't follow that showbiz stuff, but
neither do I. I don't even know. I'm not even sure 100% sure if he still has a showbiz girlfriend, to be honest. I'm glad I didn't go in with Salah, because I'm a Dodger for life.
Oh, you
did a little poll.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Did a little poll on the socials, didn't you, about whether I should go for Mo.
It was kind of like a last sort of gasp attempt to stop you buying him, really. Just to see what people...
And I was only really joking. I only wanted to buy him to curse him, you know. I was just sort of putting it out there. But 58% said stick to your principles, hashtag Salad Dodger. And, you know, it's good to see those people are out there. Some people have principles down there. They don't just go for Captain Obvious every week.
I think most people didn't want to buy him because they knew you'd jinx him. And they're like, no.
You curse him, Well, possibly, but that wasn't one of the options, Dan. So we can't know. You're just surmising there, aren't you?
Are you going to buy
presuming you
and Captain Son, or are you Captain in Havertz again?
Oh, you know what? Havertz is doing my head in, but I just don't think he's going to score multiple goals. Even though they're playing Burnley, I'm annoyed by Havertz. I'm thinking Ivan Toney just because it's home to Norwich. Like, you know, he does look good, Ivan Toney, and he will score. And if he doesn't score against Norwich, I'd be flabbergasted. So I'm tempted to captain Ivan Toney, but possibly some, possibly Havertz. I've got options. Probably not Ronaldo or Antonio this week because they've got quite hard games, I think.
Ronaldo could be good for a penalty.
Yeah. I just don't know what's going to happen, though, do you? I don't know. I just don't know. It's in the lap of the gods. But you're captaining him, Mo, again.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think so. It's hard to say no, isn't it? I just keep captaining him while everyone else is doing it and start changing it up after a couple of nations. I've got a time when I can start experimenting. But I say, my only headache this week really is just who to keep on the bench, who to get on the pitch, because there's so many good players with good fixtures. This would be, if it wasn't...
It's a nice headache to have, isn't it, Dan?
If there wasn't such a thing as the double game weeks, then I'd be bench boosting this week. But I learned last year not to do it when it wasn't a double, because people had an absolute whale of a time on the doubles bench boosting last year.
Yeah, they did. You're right, yeah. If you've got your...
Slightly concerned about Mount and the fact he didn't travel in midweek and is he, how ill is he? So that would be nice.
What sort of illness is it? It's not COVID, it's like a sickness bug, isn't it, I think?
Might be athlete's foot, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Chickenpox.
It could be really old school. Yeah, it could be like hand, foot and mouth. You know,
typhoid.
One of these old school
mad
Victorian
cow.
Diseases. Could be mad cow. Imagine if Mason Mount has mad cow disease and has to be burnt on a pyre in a farm. That would be a bit of a shock to events, wouldn't it?
What a blow to Free Mobile and their sponsorship.
It would be. Who's top of the Game Week League table, Dan, at the moment? I'll tell you, a guy called Dan Hill is top. 743 points overall. He's quite clear at the top. Better call Raul. English, he's a Wolves fan. He's got the Wolves kit. He's designed it and everything. He took the time to, I want to have orange socks like Wolverhampton Wanderers, and he's done it. No sponsorship. Is there no sponsorship on the kit design this season, Dan?
There is sponsorship, and if you did anything to your kit, you'd know it. I can't believe yours is a boring, grey bit of nothing. Reflects your performances.
Kit selection is for losers on this game. You know, I mean, when do you find the time in your life where you think, I know, I'm going to indulge myself. I'm going to design my team's kit. It's like, come on. Anything but that. That's not the last resort in life.
It's one of the most fun.
I haven't said that. What's the best thing? What's your kit like?
It's beautiful. Don't worry about what my kit's like. Hey, look, a manager of the month for October was Elvis Chikwati with Lean Mean Red Machine.
Yes.
A Norwegian,
what
one of
name.
Our friends from the Scandinavians.
Yes.
Who has
good
a nice
to hear
kit.
From the Scandi community. Yes. He's designed his kit. Oh, no, I've really slated everyone. Oh, you've got for the yellow and blue Spurs away one with yellow stripes as well. Nice.
I like a bit of gold in there too.
You've really gone.
I was
You've
the
got
champion.
Attention to detail.
That I
You've
won
got attention
last season.
To detail there. Really, yeah, it's like a star on there. But why haven't you got a sponsor? Why haven't you got like a political message on your sponsorship?
Because I'm not a hippie.
Like,
I just
no
want to
have done it.
My own.
You don't want to bring politics into football, is that it, Dan? Oh, right.
Hey,
you're one of those, are you?
Random Forest was number two for October. Jerry Curley. And does that mean he's a Forest fan? I don't know. He's got Man U on his badge, but.
Well, you can't pick. They don't let you pick championship teams as your team.
Yeah,
teams,
why would they?
So,
yeah, I can't pick local name, park
yeah.
teams. It's the same difference. Congratulations to Elvis.
Fair enough, yeah.
You leave the building with the manager of the month for October.
Yeah, and you can buy that joke as a non-fungible token. Just get in touch with Dan. If you can own it for £10, that's all yours. Take it home, put it on the whatever you do with non-fungible tokens.
And just quickly
on your laptop, don't you? I think
in the all important head to head, I beat someone called Aluso Tola, who had a terrible team, Bonatello, who is Nigerian.
Donatello, wow.
Yeah, his team's called Donatello, which was the worst Ninja Turtle. So, I mean, that adds up.
Ah, yes.
But even with my relatively poor tally this week, I beat him. I remained joint second one of only two people there, me and Peter Castoranis, who's top on 27.
Oh, wow. I actually got a win in my head-to-head, which is rare. Beat someone called Gareth Scarfgate, his team name, Anthony Scarf. Very so unfortunate for you, Anthony. He's a Watford fan.
Especially as
didn't
this time
do
of year
particularly
is when
well.
Scarves are a bit more essential, the weather.
Yeah, you think scarves would come into their own at this time of the year, but not just yet. Not just yet.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go. Well done, everyone.
One last week before another international break. It's unbelievable.
Oh, God, when will they stop this? So boring, isn't it? Boring. What am I going to do?
There'll be fireworks in Southampton.
Oh, my God, he said it again. Yeah, look out for those fireworks. The deadline's Friday night, everyone. Don't forget, there will be fireworks.
You know, I won't forget. And Catherine will.
Yeah. Oh, Catherine will. Yeah, I know. look out for that, because that will be used by Sky Sports when they cover the Friday night game. They will say there will be fireworks. I mean, it's a guarantee. Yeah, so watch out for Dan's premonition. We'll be back. Yeah, £10 going forwards for all of his quips are available for £10 a pop. We can own some of Dan's intellectual property, if we can call it that.
Much like Dyson's show intros, they can be reused by me.
you can use them, but no one else can, because you can't funge them. You cannot be funged. Dan, you cannot be funged, can you?
A game might be serious or whatever. The game might be weak.
I mean, a game might be weak, but we're still game every week. You see, you can buy that if you want for £10. It sounds like we're desperate to have a clearance sale because we're into. Sounds like we're into some sort of financial collapse.
Wow,
we're not.
Okay. No,
you know, we're not. No.
I feel like we are.
Today. Oh, yeah. Well,
with classic ends to episodes like this, how could you?
It sort of peters out by this point. But do spread the word, tell your friends, give us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
A good review.
Because frankly, we can do with some, good reviews and 5 stars if you haven't done one for a while. Big up to all of our listeners around the world in Scandinavia, across the whole world.
Bonjour.
And where have we got listeners at the moment? Have you looked at our local stats recently? We were number one in Barbados for a while.
Yeah.
All over the world, we have Game Week listeners. You're a very select band of people, very, very small select band of people. But you're welcome to it. So don't thank us, just leave a review. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And remember, it may be a fantasy. But it's f***ing serious.
Game Week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.